This is How to Go Vegan podcast, and this is one of the frequently asked questions, but I love cheese. We would probably be surprised to learn how many people feel they are addicted to cheese, and there's a reason why some of us who are not vegan may feel we are, quote, addicted, end quote. Dairy has casomorphins, which act like mild opiates to calm the nursing infant and help bond mother to child. As the liquid from milk evaporates, these casomorphins are concentrated, making cheese a literal, quote, comfort food, end quote. If we are not vegan and give ourselves a month off consuming cheese, our opinion may begin to change. After a year or so of being vegan, for many, cheese becomes quite repulsive, because we are more and more acutely aware of the tremendous violence involved in the production of this animal product specifically, and in dairy products in general, but also science increasingly demonstrates the deleterious effects of dairy on our health, and in particular the health of our children. If we consider what cheese actually is, it is another animal's breast milk inoculated with enzymes from the stomach lining of their dead calves, the same calves who were deprived of their mother's milk so that we could produce cheese. Behind every piece of cheese, behind every tub of yogurt, behind every glass of milk, there's a mother grieving over her missing and murdered baby. Whether these animal products were obtained via, quote, organic, end quote, or industrialized means, there's nothing natural, ethical, or healthful about them. To find out more about what is wrong with dairy, please look in the information section of this episode, where there are links to numerous science-based short videos on how, quote, opiate-like casomorphines liberated from the cow's milk protein, casein, are accused of participating in the cause of such conditions as autism, crib death, or otherwise known as SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, type 1 diabetes, postpartum psychosis, circulatory disorders, and food allergies, end quote. And the non-human cost is far greater, and I invite you to look at What's Wrong with Dairy, which you can find a link to in the information section. Thanks to Angel Flynn for kind permission to share these frequently asked questions, and please note, many of these frequently asked questions have been edited.